with this jug, what did you put in the top of the jug if you wanted to pour something into it?
Fuddle.
And to change the subject here, did you have one of those instruments that you could put in your mouth and blow and suck and make music?
French harp?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How about one of those that you entwined?
Juice harp? Yeah. Yeah, I had both of them. Burned my hurt your tongue pretty bad. The juice harp didn't work. It did, right?
I never got any music out of it. I just made that whine and people would say, can you play that?
Yeah, Lord, no.
I don't think anybody could ever play one of them.
Well, yes, sir. I've seen guys can make music on those things.
Huh.
Yeah, I have. I actually have. It sounded all right. I couldn't do that and hurt my, bang my teeth and bite my tongue.
Oh, you mentioned that. To change the subject again, if you had a wagon, what did you call the part that stuck straight out?
Tongue.
And if you had a buggy, a one-horse buggy?
Shares.
A two-horse buggy?
Tongue.
Uh-huh. And on this buggy, did you have one of those, I think I asked you this already, one of those things that stuck up that you could pop for the horses?
A buggy whip?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, we had all those. Lap robes was a robe you carried in front of you to cover up his cold.
Mm-hmm. I remember my dad.
Storm curtains. We had a hack with a fringe on top. Yeah, we had all that.
Yeah. What would someone say if he wanted you to get the horses ready and attach them to the wagon?
Well, harness the horses and hook them up.
Uh-huh.
Hitch them up or hook them up.
If you had a new horse, what did you have to do to get him a collar?
What did you have to do to get him a collar?
Yeah.
Well, you had to measure him, see how, measure his neck, his shoulders down, see how big a collar he wore first. Mm-hmm. And then you'd buy the collar to fit him. The collars come in sizes 16 to 21, 14 to 21, mm-hmm. twos, I think. That's inches long from the long way of the collar.
Mm-hmm. And on this, to get back to the wagon again, the steel thing on the outside of the wheel,
the rim?
Uh-huh. And inside that, the wooden thing?
Well, that would be the spokes and the hub and what did we call that the steel rim went on? Spokes, hub, rim. And they came, the wood part that the steel rim went on was about three or four spokes. Had holes bored in it, and them spokes went in, and they butted together to make the circles.
Mm-hmm.
Now let me see what we call that. That had a name. Well, actually, I can't remember.
Was that called the fellows or the fellies or the fellow? Or
fellows, what? Yeah, that's what it was, sure. Yeah, the fellows. Yeah, that's what it was.
When your wagon wheel squeaked, what did you do to it?
Well, if you couldn't have the rim tightened up, you mean when it got loose and dry weather? We run it in the tank, soak it up, tighten it up. Huh? That's one way to do it.
What did you do when the hub squeaked?
Oh,
there
you go.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, the hub squeaked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, usually you had to go to the blacksmith shop if the hub got to squeaking on you. Mm-hmm. If it was the spokes loose you're talking about, and if it was just squeaking and needed some grease put on it, that axle grease we put on that hub, that wheel slipped off, you grease the axle grease and slipped it back on and tightened up the nut.
And if you were hooking horses to a wagon, what were the bars that went behind each horse?
Single trees.
And then those attached to the...
Double trees.
Uh-huh. And did you have a wooden rack for sawing planks? Maybe you'd use two of these things?
Like saw this? Horses? Yeah, uh-huh. Sure.
How about one for cutting logs? Do you use just one?
Well,